Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven, the heavens, and the earth. Many of you young people through school, university, college are exposed to claims of science that often challenge the affirmations, those things declared or written in the Word of God. I had a little exercise this week. I had been reading something, and in the pamphlet I was reading, was referring to the views of evolution and the views of Christians, some who believe that the universe is old and others that believe that the universe is young. And I was actually having my soup at the kitchen table, having these thoughts in my mind. I was praying, just talking to the Lord. The Lord is wonderful in His grace. Maybe if I'd fasted 5 days and been on my knees till my knees bled, maybe He would answer my prayers. He's not like that. He just answers your heart when you speak to Him plainly and simply and trust Him. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't want to be a challenger of anything. These different discourses that we hear, are they important? Maybe not. But I asked the Lord, I said, can you help me with that? Because I wouldn't want to say things to others that are wrong. And as I was eating my soup, I had a pile of Bibles in front of me. I was bringing to the meeting for a brother. And the Lord I didn't hear a voice, but He kind of said in my heart, I've told you already in my word. And so I thought of that. When God is going to destroy the universe, we read in 2 Peter chapter 3. Let's read that. 2 Peter 3 and verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, that the works that are therein shall be burned up. My French Bible, it says the heavens will pass away with a whistling sound. Galaxies, the universe, billions of light years, a dimension beyond our ability to understand. Gone. How's He going to do that? By the power of His word. The question that came to mind is creation a process or an event? If it's a process, then God could create processes that develop and produce in time, over time, the universe that you observe. The first word recorded from God speaking in the Bible says, God said, here we go, Genesis 1 and 3, let there be light. And light became, there was light. I mean, that's past tense. He just said it and it's already in the past tense. How can that be? How much time between when the Lord said it and for the thing to be? Well, as soon as He said it, it was. Pretty simple. Makes God big, powerful, to be reverenced, considered in our inability to take Him in because He is so powerful. Psalm 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. Simple for one who accepts God is all powerful by the breath of His mouth. Verse 9, for He spake, and it was. Not it became. He spake, and it was. He commanded, and it stood fast. So when the Lord Jesus, the one by whom all things were created, He created all things, invisible, visible, all those things, Colossians chapter 1. That same one said to the wind and the waves, be still. Was there a process? Everything calmed down? No. Things didn't calm down. It was a call. That was it. He commanded, and it was like that. How long did it take Him to make 4,995 loaves, minimum, if they all had one, because they had five? There's 4,995 missing. How did He do that? He's the Lord. Lazarus, come forth. Here's Lazarus. Hey, what process? No process. He said it, and there it was. Come up hither. Oh, he's going to come from heaven. The one who spoke worlds into existence in a twinkling of an eye, in a moment. It's not a process. He's going to say it, and it's going to be. And you and I are going to leave to be with the Lord Jesus. In Genesis 1, it says, and God said, and you follow the verse, it says, and it was so. God said, and it was so. I so enjoy what our brothers brought before the young people as to having in our hands the Word of God. Let not science challenge the Word of God. Do not doubt that the God of the Bible made the worlds the way He says He made them. And by faith we understand that the worlds were made, were formed by the Word of God. Hebrews 11. Answers all questions. In the beginning, there's God. In the beginning, the Son of God, He was there, by whom all things were made. That's Jesus, my Savior. His name wasn't Jesus then, but He would come into the world and He would say things. But you know, God says something and there is resistance with one of His creatures only. That is man. Jesus says, come unto me. And some won't come. We had that this morning. Some saw and they heard and they contemplated and they wouldn't come to Him. But I trust you've all come to Him. Now the Lord doesn't command, as our brother was suggesting there, the Lord doesn't command, just do in remembrance of me. It's a request of His heart. And I trust if we respond to His heart, we want to do that for Him. Well, I just had these thoughts in connection with Genesis chapter 1. We had that which was from the beginning in 1 John. And I'd just like to impress this upon our souls, that this book is the Word of God. God said, this is how He did it. Science calls it the Big Bang. You think God said bang? You think He said boom? Maybe He said, let the heavens and the earth be. Boom. Ta-dam. I like that. Ta-dam. Just appears all of a sudden. Let God be God. Let's rejoice, dear brothers and sisters, in the greatness of God. We can worship Him as a creator God and a redeemer God. He's worthy of that.